The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. And we've got some musical theater and some, sort of a mix of things that Sarah McQuaid does as a singer and songwriter. She also covers lots of different kinds of music. Sarah McQuaid is going to be second on our show. She's going to be playing at the Independent Media Center in Urbana tonight on the Piper's Hut Concert Series. And first up will be several singers from Champaign Central High School's production of the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. We'll have some songs live in the studio and hear about their current projects, which are pretty interesting. We heard a bit the last time they were here. We'll hear some more. It's live and local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. We just heard the overture. We heard the overture to My Fair Lady, original London cast recording, and sort of remarkably sloppy orchestral playing for some reason, but still a great musical, and sort of using that by way of semi-introduction to our first segment here on Live and Local, mostly just because it's a musical, but also because it's, I imagine, a rather different musical. The musical we're now talking about is called the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and Champaign Central High School is going to be putting it on, starting in a couple of weekends, running the 19th through the 22nd of May. And we have several cast members with us, and their director, who's also in the cast this time around, LaDonna Wilson. Thanks for coming by again and bringing some of these folks for a return engagement.
Thank you for having us.
And how was your most recent production?
Your In Town was awesome. We're really proud of it. We had a great run with it and had wonderful receptions despite the title.
Despite the title, yeah. Well, it's a great show. It's a lot of fun, and it's really some good music in it, as we heard last time you all here. So we have with us now, we got a double casting in the role of Olive here, Shannon Barkley and Jess Brighton. Looking at Jess on my right, yes? Mm-hmm. Okay, she's smiling. She's the one I don't recognize from my previous engagements here. Mm-hmm. Jan-Jane Olden is, how do you say the name of your character?
Barfay,
which is a little accent over the first E.
An accent they do.
Is it a thing? Yeah, I can never remember which one is which. And Sophia Magro in the, where do you get all these names here? How do you say your character's name?
I have two dads, and I've combined their last names to make one. Logan Schwartz and Grubinier.
And so you say it, Logan?
Logan, yeah.
It's not spelled that way, people. Let me just tell you that. Colin Murphy in the role of Leaf or Leif?
Leaf.
Leaf.
Leaf Coney Bear.
Oh, I imagine that the names are sources of jokes in this show. Emily Thompson is in the role of Marcy, which nothing special about that name?
Not really.
No.
She's not very exciting.
And Luke Cottingham as Chip.
Yes, Chip Tolentino.
How did you get such an ordinary name in the midst of all the rest of this?
I don't know. I'm not the most ordinary character, so.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah, okay. You'll find out.
we'll only find out the tiniest little bit on this segment here, because that's all. We can't squeeze a whole show in about 20 minutes or so. But who wants to give us a synopsis of this show? This is one of these that I've heard of for a long time and have yet to see somehow or another. Cullen Murphy.
Hello. Well, basically, it is a group of kids, and they're all really wacky and zany in their own kind of ways, and they all aspire to go to Washington, D.C. to be a part of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, and it's just about, and it kind of delves into their personal lives and what's going on around them while tying into their spelling and what's going on with the rest of the competition.
So they've all won at their own school,
yeah, they've all
and
won
so this is a district one that will then go on to something bigger.
They've won their district bees, and they're going, this is the county bee that will take them to the nationals if they win.
And is this a funny show?
Heck yes, it is.
And is that because each of the characters is a character?
I think one of the things that's so interesting about the show is that each character has such a specific personality that they bring to the show, and it really makes them realistic to the audience in a way, because they're just so not involved in themselves, but they really know who they are, and because they're such a, they're children, they are not afraid to be anything but that, and so that's what makes it so interesting to the audience.
So you really are playing folks your own age, roughly.
Oh no, mm-hmm. They're like
12 and under.
Yeah, 12 and under.
We're
it's
really
more like
young
9
kids,
to 12.
So they're little, they're children, and that's what makes it so great, and that's why they're just themselves.
But the show is more PG-13 than for children. It's PG.
Now, how did that happen? You surely don't expect that 12-year-olds behave in a PG-13 manner.
That would be William Finn's
I have never seen that at any middle school that I've went to, that's for sure.
Yeah, the tongue is in the cheek there very firmly. Well, how does it feel, any of you can answer this, Colin or others, to go back a few grades in your mentality? Or didn't that take any effort? Sophia. Oh. Okay. This would be Jess Brighton.
I think it's a lot of fun because, you know, you always want to go back and be a kid again because high school's pretty tough sometimes. And when you're in elementary or middle school, it's a lot simpler and there are simpler concepts that you have to grasp. And so it's sort of like that, I guess.
What do you find tough about high school?
Oh, you know, balancing grades and just activities and people, because you know you get into more complicated relationships when you get into high school, and with younger grades it's more like your best friends, and then if you're like, do you want to be my boyfriend, it's like, okay, let's hold hands, shh, don't tell the teacher because this is a secret thing, and it's sort of that's the farthest it goes, if that makes sense.
Do people still do this thing where you send a little note and say, do you want to go with me, check the yes or no box?
Every day.
Yeah? So things haven't changed in 35 years or whatever. I'm impressed. Well, who wants to start things off, musically speaking? Jan Jay.
Yes.
And introduce your song for us, please.
My song is The Magic Foot, and I have been asked to spell Hassenpfeffer, and I'm doing this with my magic foot, which is my secret technique, I guess you could say.
Are you going to spell Hassenpfeffer during the course of the song?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to check myself.
He spells it with his foot. That's what it means with magic foot. He spells it on the ground.
Oh, great. So I won't be able to tell what you're spelling.
No, and then he says it out loud. But that's his technique. One of the things we did was we watched Spellbound, the documentary, and all of the kids have their own techniques for being able to visualize the word before they say it out loud, because once you say the words in a sequence, it has to stay in that sequence. So his way is he actually wears a bowling shoe that's slick on the bottom, and he spells out the word on the floor so he sees it and spells it then to the
And this
the
is committee. Legal.
Yes. It's okay. Perfectly legal to wear right. a bowling shoe.
Well, I have written down how I think it's spelled. So we'll find, well, and I, it's, see, it's written here, so it's not like I'm going to cheat when we go along. So we'll see if I'm right.
Magic foot, take me to the final round. Magic foot, I barely lifted off the ground. Magic foot, I do it without making a sound. Magic foot, write the letter. Magic foot, write the perfect letter. Magic foot, it's an alphabet way to spell. Okay, let's see what we got here. Foot. H-A-S-E-N. Hassen. A P-F-E-F-F. Puff-F. E. R. Let's go. Magic foot. Be specific. Magic foot. It's horrific if you're not specific. Magic foot. I'm terrific when I make a word with my foot. Magic foot.
Magic foot. Magic foot. Magic foot. Magic foot.
Magic foot. Magic foot. kaput foot.
Magic foot,
magic foot, magic foot, right the doggone letto.
Magic foot.
A do, come on, foot, come on. It's an alphabet way to spell. Magic foot.
Magic foot.
Magic foot. Write the stupid letter. Magic foot.
Magic foot. Magic foot.
It's an alphabet way to spell.
Magic foot. Magic foot. Magic foot.
Foot.
And that was Jan J. Nolden. Is that how you spell your last name?
John Jay. Yeah, John Jay.
I'm sorry. Did I get the last name right? I was worried about that. I was worried about the last name, and I screwed up the first name. John Jay. Sorry about that. And in the character of William Barfay.
Yes.
Do you get poked fun of for your last name?
Actually, a lot throughout the show.
That's the adults only call him Barfay.
Yeah, because it's spelled B-A-R-F-E-E, and who wants to ignore? Everybody wants to ignore the accent aigu. Yeah, okay, well, I got one letter wrong. I put an extra S, which makes me wonder if that's because that's a German word. But I can't, if it's a one S, then it can't be pronounced in German Hasenpfeffer. It's got to be Hasenpfeffer. So I was thrown off. But I got the rest of it right. I got the rest of it right. And that's from the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which is being put on by Champaign Central High School from the 19th through the 22nd of May at their school. 7 o'clock shows Thursday through Saturday, 2:30 show on Sunday, and very inexpensive to see as well. And the director is LaDonna Wilson. Now, you guys are working on trying to get into some sort of national competition.
The International Thespian Festival, we were evaluated for Year in Town. There were only two spots left, and we did not get chosen as one of the last ones. But we did get a really good review. They really enjoyed the show a lot. So
it was a great show.
How do you manage
to put two shows so closely back to back?
Well, this show is actually an acting class show, so we're actually practicing during the day, during the class period. We have some teachers who are also involved, so we are just starting. We've done two nighttime rehearsals, and then the last 2 weeks we'll do some after-school rehearsals. But pretty much we've been rehearsing during the day.
And you are playing the character of Rona Lisa Peretti.
Correct.
Says here, the number one realtor in Putnam County and a former Putnam County spelling champion yourself.
Correct.
Do you have to sing in the show, I assume?
I do sing in the show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of improv in the show as well, so that kind of works towards my skill set, I guess.
Yes. Well, are you still in, what is the name of the improv?
The Zoo Improv. I haven't been doing that for a while, too busy with doing so many shows at Central, but I still love to perform improv.
Right. And so you squeezed yourself on stage here with all these young folks. Not to say that you're not. You know.
Careful.
Yeah. Sorry about that. We better move right along to another song here. What's next?
We're going to have Leif Coney Bear sing. He is a homeschooled child of many, many children who has placed into the spelling bee. So he's singing about how he feels as he's getting ready to do this competition.
And this is Colin Murphy as Leif here on Live and Local.
I'm not that smart. My siblings have been telling me that for years, that I'm not smart. We're schooled at home. They see who's bright. It breaks my heart. I'm not that smart. Guess what? You know what? La, 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 la. I have a gentle personality, which you'll all agree is anathema to my more aggressive family. Everyone keeps swatting.
Dumb kid.
Everyone keeps yelling.
Dumb kid.
How could a flea such as me think he'd be good at spelling? How? I don't know. I like my hair. Really, it is pleasant to the touch. I toss my hair a bit too much. It doesn't move, it simply sits. I make a part, I'm not that smart. Da 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 da. I forgot the word.
Oh, Lord. A coochie.
All right. The rodent resembling the other rodent. What was it? A-C-O-U-C-H-I. A coochie.
That is correct.
I might be smart. My siblings can't believe that I got it right. But I got it right. Right? I didn't cheat. I saw this light and it was neat. I like to laugh, I like to spell, I like to never hear the bell. And if this competition's hell, at least I'm finally a part. I feel my heart begin to swell. I love to spell. I like it a lot.
This guy is insane.
He's a little boy that thinks he can fly.
Yeah, and it says here in Wikipedia that you make your own clothes?
Yes, I do.
Are you wearing them?
Right now.
They're great.
Thank you.
They look very professionally done, yeah. Leif Conybear, the name of the character, and Colin Murphy playing the role in the Putnam, 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Put on by Champaign Central High School. And I have failed so far to give credit to the pianist, who is Stephen Larson, who is, well, I always forget, you're the choral director of the school?
Yes.
One of the choral directors?
I'm the choral director. Yes.
The choral director. The one and only. All right, you can put that on your door. The one and only. Mr. Larson. What's next? Who's next?
We have Logan Schwartz and Grimnier, who has two dads, and she's going to sing about how tough it is because her parents stress so much the spelling bee.
We hate losers.
No one likes a loser.
Which is why we discipline. God hates losers.
But you're a winner.
Because losers do not know how to win.
And we have faith in you, honey.
Go get them.
I hope you can love me, America. I'm gunning for first prize. Here's why you should love me, America. My need I cannot overemphasize. I make myself crazy being what my dads hope I'll be. But what about me, dads? What about me? Jesus Christ! What about me?
Practice your breathing, Logan.
Though I practice yoga, I don't breathe. I try not to disappoint, but still I disappoint the dads who my friends mock. Kids are mean, kids will talk. All my so-called friends roll their eyes, they're incredibly patty. Because my dads are my dads, and all right enough already. Woe is me, woe is me. Which is why I gotta win this.
Another picture for her BM.
Dad!
Don't call her that, Carl.
Sorry, her birth mother.
Peggy Jenkins.
I'll be very happy to see you spell.
My birth mother lives in Kansas, Mo. In a trailer, in a park.
Tornadoes.
Every now and then she sends a card. Life and men, she writes, are hard. She would like to meet me when I'm grown and I birth like a comet. But I'm so stressed by my stress, I just wanna up and vomit. Woe is me. Woe is me, which is why I gotta win this spelling bee.
Be smart, be cool, be an adult, be remarkably adroit in social situations.
Woe is me, woe is me,
which is why we gotta win this
spelling bee.
So Sophia Magro, as I'm finally seeing this all written out here, Logan Schwartz and Grubinier. Schwartz and Grubinier is the name of the last name. All right. And so is there multiple casting or multiple double casting?
There's times where people on the stage end up being somebody else. You know, we have a guest appearance by Jesus. So, you know, we have to kind of figure out how all of these things happen. We also, the class has more people than here, so we have a chorus that fills out as well as the teachers that are involved.
So we had Luke Cottingham and Colin Murphy as the dads. Are you actually the dads in the show also?
Yes, I'm Carl Dad.
And Carl
I am
Dad.
Dan Dad.
I am making a note to go see this show. And you can too in May 19, 2021 at 7 p.m. or 22 at 2:30. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday matinee at Champaign Central High School. It's the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Do we have one more?
Sure, let's do my dictionary. And then we do this traditional goodbye, so we'll do the goodbye as the last thing. We say goodbye to audience. Audience members are participatory in the show.
Yeah, I noticed
and
that.
And so as each one gets eliminated, then we have a different goodbye for them. So we'll do one of those goodbyes as well.
So if I show up at the show, is there some chance that I could end up on stage?
That's my choice.
So. You know, I was the very first Chambers Bergeria Middle School spelling champion.
Well, there you go. Show up
and
we'll see if you end up on stage.
In sixth grade, I beat all the seventh graders. Yeah, I just thought I had to throw that in there. And I still can't spell Hassenfeld. Right, so here we have, where are you here? Jess Brighton in the role of Olive.
Yes.
I saved a chair for my dad in the eighth row on the aisle. And it may take him a while, but when he gets here, that's his chair. 'Cause my mother's in an ashram in India. I saved a chair for her too, but it's merely symbolic, as daily she cleanses herself in the Ganges. And I live in a house where there's an oversized dictionary that I read as a girl on the toilet. I love my dictionary, and I love the indented border. Every word's in alphabetical order, ergo lost things always can be found. And I wrap my head around the fact that in one book is the entire language of our species, which is the favorite term of Nietzsche's, who is the great-grandfather of Christina Ricci's. Yes, I joke, but the words in the dictionary are the friends that I'll have forever, more than the friends I have made in school.
She's such a lovely girl with a lovely little voice.
And I've heard that she's pro-choice.
Talks into her hand and often used technique.
What you do not understand is once I say it, then I've said it.
And so much to her credit, she talks into her hand and turns aside.
So I will not make a mistake and be disqualified. Boanthropy. B-O-A-N-T-H-R-O-P-Y. Boanthropy.
That is correct.
My friend, the dictionary, is a very reliable friend.
Jess Brighton as Olive Ostrovsky on Live and Local here in the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, the musical. Let's have our goodbye.
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 Wow, nicely harmonized, everybody. Shannon Barkley, Jess Brighton, Luke Cottingham, John J. Nolden, Sophia Magro, Colin Murphy, Emily Thompson, and LaDonna Wilson, who is their teacher, and Stephen Larson, who's also their teacher, but also the pianist in, well, in the production or just in this studio here?
Yes. Both. Yes, I play for the drama class, yes.
Okay. And is there also going to be an orchestra, or this is
yes.
a piano only
mm-hmm.
thing? All right, so it's a whole... And costumes and scenery and
yep. Rotate. We have rotating bleachers.
Wow, it's a real play.
It's a real play.
Champaign Central High School. Go out and see it. For more information,
you can call the school at 351-3911 or go to our website gomaroons.com.
Or just show up at the door. There'll be tickets.
Absolutely.
Thank you all very much for coming in. Sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for singer-songwriter Sarah McQuaid. She's going to be on the Piper's Hut Concert Series at the Independent Media Center in Urbana tonight. And we've got her live singing some songs for us. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from St. Joseph Apothecary in St. Joseph, a full-service pharmacy specializing in compounding medications to meet individual patient needs. St. Joseph Apothecary invites you to join them in supporting WYLL. It's live and local. We heard a group called Jazz Wagon, who are Jonathan Dixon on piano, organ, and keyboards, Deshaun Jones, tenor sax, Julian Labro, accordion, Daryl Red Campbell Jr., electric bass, and Nate Wynn on drums. And we heard Liber Tango of Astor Piazzolla at just the very beginning of a piece by Wayne Shorter called Footprints here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our broadcast is made possible with support from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods in the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with an international selection of chocolates, cheeses, oils, balsamic vinegar, jam, spices, barbecue sauces, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. And we invite you to join the Piper's Hut Concert Series and the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center tonight for a performance by singer-songwriter Sarah McQuaid. The show starts at 8 o'clock, and the doors open at 7. And for more information on the whole series, you can go to pipers-hut.com. Sarah McQuaid is with us live in the studio right now. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It's lovely to be here.
So you have an interesting background. Born in Spain, raised Chicago. You hold dual Irish and American citizenships. How did that latter part happen?
Yeah. What happened was, right, I was born in Spain, which is where my father was from, and I lived there for the first 2 years of my life, then moved to Chicago with my mother. My mother's from Chicago. Generations upon generations of people from Chicago and my mother's family. And
is your father Spanish?
My father was Spanish, right. yeah. And his name was Jose Jardiel. And my mother, as I say, is from Chicago. So she, when she and my father parted company, she brought me with her back to Chicago, which is where she was from. And then I lived in the U.S. Until I was in my early 20s. And at that point, my mother and stepfather moved to England, which is where my stepfather is from. And I, meanwhile, moved to Ireland, which is where my husband is from and where my children were born. And then after living in Ireland for 14 years, moved just about 4 years ago now to Cornwall in the far southwest corner of England. So there you have it.
There you have it. And again, that explains the hybrid accent.
Oh, yeah. It's a completely... I get asked all the time. I get asked if I'm Dutch, which is always amusing. And I get asked if I'm Canadian a lot. And I think that's probably what you get when you sort of combine all those things. But the funny thing is, I don't sound anywhere like I'm from where I am at that given moment. It's gas. Like when I'm in Ireland, people say, oh, you're American. Are you over here on holidays? And when I'm in America... people say, "Oh, where are you from? Are you, you know?" They don't think I sound American, but they don't know where I'm from.
It's the pronunciation of words with L's in them as much as anything.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So I have far. To investigate this.
Yeah, yeah. That's the Irish part anyway, at least to my ear. Yeah, I'll keep observing.
But okay.
Not that you should feel self-conscious about the whole
oh,
thing.
Oh, no. I don't feel at least self-conscious now. I'm going to listen to my... Now, every time I say a word with L in it...
We better let you sing a song.
Okay.
What would you like to start with?
I thought I might do a song that I wrote, and the song's called Only an Emotion, and I wrote it a few years ago when I was, I'd had this sort of series of tragedies, and I don't think this really happens over here, but in England and Ireland, if you're walking down the road and you're feeling miserable, and so you're looking miserable, what happens is a total stranger comes walking the other way and says, cheer up, might never happen. And you just want to take him by the collar and shake him and say, well, it did, actually, it has happened, and I'm sad, and that should be allowed. And so I thought I ought to write a song in defense of grief and sadness, because I think there are things that we've all become a little bit afraid of, which didn't always used to be the way. You know, people used to keen and wail at funerals. And I think maybe if we all did more keening and wailing when we're really sad, we might be more inclined to whoop and holler and cheer when we're really happy. So that's why I wrote the song. So I reckon you have to have the troughs in order to have the peaks. You can't have the one without the other. So the song's called Only an Emotion, because that's all it is, Only an Emotion, and here it is. Cheer up, it might never happen, said the stranger. Street. Well, it already did, but that's life. And loss is nothing new to me. And the doctor says I need a little something to get me through this difficult time. But I've got a reason for my state of mind. It's only an emotion. There's no problem here to solve. It's natural. I'm feeling sad. That's all. About it, that's for sure. We smile like obedient children, and we swallow the pills prescribed, 'cause the power of our anguish has us terrified. It's only an emotion. There's no problem here to solve. It's natural. Sad, that's all. And today I saw a funny thing that made me crack a smile. And the colors all seem brighter, and my soul is getting lighter. It just takes a little while. No problem here to solve. It's natural. I'm feeling sad. That's all. It's natural to feel sad. That's all. Thank you.
Sarah McQuaid on Live and Local, live with us in the studio. She's going to be at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana in the old post office building adjacent to Lincoln Square. And that show starts at 8 o'clock tonight on the Piper's Hut concert series. So you've been playing music for a long time.
Yeah.
And even touring for a long time.
Yeah, I started touring when I was actually quite small with a group that I belonged to called the Chicago Children's Choir, which I think is still going as far as I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I was in it kind of quite early on in its history because I joined when I was 6 years old, I'm revealing my age now. Which was in the early 70s, and started touring with them. I think I went on my first kind of extended tours with them when I was around 9 or thereabouts, you know, which was pretty intense. I mean, you'd be on a tour bus for kind of 10 or 12 days at a time and a pretty packed schedule, you know, involving concerts in schools during the day, and then there might be a radio or a television taping, and then there'd be a concert in the evening, usually in a church or a community hall or some such. So, and then you'd get up in the morning and get back on the bus and go on somewhere else. So I kind of got accustomed quite early in my life to that routine. And people ask me how I can stand it now, you know, because I tour a lot. I'm on the road about 6 or 8 months of the year. But it seems all quite familiar and natural to me to do that and to get into that rhythm of traveling during the day and playing in the evenings.
Of course, some people get burned out on that, and you apparently haven't.
No, I love it. I really do. And I suppose what helps is that I do it in so many different countries. You know, I like this year, I started off at the end of January in Holland and Germany for 3 weeks, or nearly 4 weeks, actually. And then I came over to Memphis for the Folk Alliance and spent a week in Nashville doing some co-writing with some people there. And then in March, did a 4 week tour of the UK, and then was home for a whole week, which was great. Got to see my children, say hello, I'm your mother, and then off I went to Ireland for 2.5 weeks in April, and then I had 3 days at home, and then came over here. But you know, it's all pretty varied, and you're playing in a lot of different kinds of places, and seeing a lot of different kinds of landscape, and meeting lots of different kind of people. I guess it's kind of meeting the different people that makes it for me, really.
Well, I was just looking at your schedule that you handed me just before we started here. Since you've been in the U.S. since the 20th of April, and you've gone from Kentucky to this is your Illinois swing, and tomorrow you're going to Michigan for a few days, including 2 shows in one day, and then Ohio and New York, and then Massachusetts, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And there's like 2 days break between the 28th of April and the 24th of May.
Yeah.
Maybe a few more than two, but not many.
Martin, my manager, who's sitting there in the chair observing beside us, is forever urging me to take an occasional day off and saying, you know, it might actually be good for you to take a day off. And I had a day off yesterday, actually. That was great. But I'm kind of afraid to take...
What did you do with it?
Oh, what did we do? Well, actually, what we did was we went to see a dear friend of my mother's. She's a lady I've known since I was a baby. She was my mother's best friend in college, and they kind of stayed best friends all their lives. And my mother died 4 years ago, and but I've always kept in touch with Jane, and I think of her as family almost. So we went and spent a few hours with her, and then we went and ooh, I had a pedicure, and Martin got his hair cut.
Great haircut, yeah. You took the hat off, yeah. Looks wonderful. Yeah.
He's not too thrilled with it, actually. I think he's going to have to get another haircut, aren't you, to get one that you're satisfied
with. Well, I can't
see
your toes. You got the shoes on, so I can't compliment
your pedicure. Yeah, oh, they're lovely. My toes are only gorgeous.
All right, there you go. I take your word for it. See, so a day off can prove fruitful in many different ways. What would you like to do for us next?
How many songs have I got time for? One or two?
Well, I don't know. It depends how long they are.
Okay, well, I've got a 7-minute song for you. Can I fit
go
that
right
in
ahead
and still accommodate another one?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
We'll
I'm going to do an
happen
Irish song. It's an Irish song called When Two Lovers Meet. It's the title track of my first album. I should mention I have two albums, two solo albums, which are out together as a double CD over here. And I've got then another CD as well that I made with another singer. And I'm working on a third solo album, which I'm hoping will be out early next year. I'm going into the studio to record that in June. But this is the title track of my first solo album. It's an Irish traditional song, and I learned it from a lovely lady called Nora Butler, and it's called When Two Lovers Meet.
comes from that family of haunting traditional songs. It seems like there ought to be a category just for those.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Sarah McQuaid here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. You can go out and hear her at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center tonight at 8 o'clock. Doors opening at 7, and that's on the Piper's Hut Concert Series. For more information on the series, go to pipers-hut.com. And for more information on Sarah McQuaid, including the CDs she mentioned just a bit ago, and also her book called The Irish Dadgad Guitar Book, it's just sarahmcquaid.com, and that's M-C-Q-U-A-I-D, Sarah with an H. Support for our show on FM 90.9 comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. This is Illinois Public Media, WYL-FM, and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we thank all of our listeners who support this station with your financial contributions. And I know you had in mind when you walked in a song to end with. So I hope we've left you enough time for it.
I do. I hope so too. Yeah. I'm sure you can always fade me back at the end, fade me out at the end of it. You know,
we'll do what we have to do.
I'll try and sing fast.
Yeah, there you go.
It's called Last Song, and I wrote it around the time I was trying to teach myself how to play guitar again after a long break. And I was noodling outside my kids' bedroom, you know, practicing to try and put them to sleep at the same time, kill two birds with one stone. And I could hear my little girl, and she was talking to her dolls and her teddy bears, you know, the way they do. And I said, "Are you still awake?" And I think it happens to all of us at some point in our lives that we open our mouth and out of it comes the voice of our mother or father, as the case may be. So it happened to me that night, and I had to write a song about it, so I'll finish with it. It's called Last Song, and thanks a million for having me on the program.
Well, thanks for coming in. It's a pleasure to hear you.
Thank you. Do you wake up in the morning?
long enough to kiss your cheek and stroke your head and say, are you still?